Are you saying
you faked with me?
Yeah.
Wrong. Now you're single.
What do you know about sexual relations?
Is it true that if you don't use it, you lose it?
I'm a little worried about being a slut.
You're listening to the Come With Us podcast, talking the good, the kinky, and the ugly. Here are your hosts, Beth, Aaron, and Tina.
Hello, hello, all you sexy holds and pulls. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Come With Us podcast, where you're part of all the naughty, sexy, fun conversations that everyone wants to listen in on. I'm Beth Darling, your sexy genius, here from sexyedschool.com, here with Tina and Aaron. And oh my goodness, have we are just diving into, I'm going to tell you, it's like hormones and chemicals, which normally would be boring as hell. I almost flunked chemistry in high school. But oh my God, when it comes to sexy stuff and men and women, this stuff is so interesting.
So interesting.
I can't believe it.
So not talked about enough, I feel like.
Yeah, we've just spent, like, anyway, this idea just came up. So Tina, tell them what brought us here. Tell them about the video that you saw on TikTok.
So I am a TikTok aficionado. I love TikTok. I think it's a really great app. Anyways, so I was scrolling through the other day on my For You page, and this guy called, his name on TikTok is called Attachment Bro, but his real name is Adam Lane Smith. So you guys can look that up.
We'll put the links in the show notes too. Yeah.
So his video came up, and to preface this, obviously, like, this is not an endorsement of him. We don't even actually know him. But when I saw his video and I watched it, I just, like, literally, it's been, I can only tell you guys, it's been living in my head for the last week because I found it so interesting and, like, so.
Okay, but tell him what it was.
So basically, this video, yeah, sorry, I just wanted to preface that. But basically, he was talking about, like, the two different types of bonding or hormones, not bonding hormones, but hormones that get released when men and women have sex. So the main hormone, what he's saying, the main hormone that women release when they reach orgasm is a hormone called oxytocin.
Yeah.
And then the main hormone that men release is a hormone called dopamine.
When they orgasm.
And so what he was saying, and he was explaining what oxytocin and dopamine, will go into this further, but oxytocin is a bonding hormone while dopamine is a, what did he call it? It's a
pleasure hormone.
It's a pleasure hormone, right. So they're very, very different because when, it's almost biological, and he was talking about how this, you know, goes back, you know, to lactation, but basically, like, women tend to release this bonding hormone, so it explains a little bit to me, and this is why I found it so interesting, and, like, how men and women view sex from, like, a biological perspective.
Okay, so his point was that this hookup culture, where people just meet and have sex, that it doesn't work particularly well, because when women hook up, and then if they have an orgasm, then their brains get flooded with oxytocin, which is nicknamed the bonding hormone, because it makes us feel more attached emotionally, mm-hmm. not just physically, emotionally, to whomever is around. So, for example, nursing, when we are nursing an infant, our bodies, female bodies, release a bunch of oxytocin. That helps us bond with our babies. Very, very useful. But so women are then having sex with a male partner in this case, because this is what we're talking about, a hetero hookup. And then men, on the other hand, are not getting that same bonding
so
hormone.
So he equated it to, like, a hamburger, basically.
Right. They're getting this dopamine, which is, as he says, like eating their favorite hamburger. It feels really good. And they really like their hamburger. And he says they'll come back for it. That's booty calls. Mm-hmm. I like that hamburger. But it doesn't make them feel like, this is the person, not the hamburger. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, yeah.
And he does say that men do release some oxytocin.
Which they do.
And sperm specifically. I don't know if that's true or not, or what the science behind that is. But they do release, obviously, some oxytocin. But generally, the biggest chemical is this dopamine. And that's why I think post-nut clarity has, like, caught on so much, because it's this idea that, like,
post-nut clarity. I think that's a really great term. Post-nut clarity.
But it's true. It's like men, and, like, that's why women, he said, like, women want to cuddle and all this stuff. And, like, actually, funnily enough, for me, the cuddling thing, and, like, I can be, trust me, I have my own attachment issues, so I'm not trying to say that, but, like, the cuddling thing never really appealed to me, but I know it's a very prevalent thing with women after sex. Like, they want to do the cuddling. And I love cuddling. I do love cuddling, but after sex, to me, it's just, like, it's never been, like, that kind of thing. But I,
right. Know. And we should say, so oxytocin also gets released, not just not that surge, right? During orgasm, there's this big surge. It's a rush of that hormone. But oxytocin does come from, so when you cuddle, your body starts yeah. releasing it. And oxytocin helps calm us down and feel connected and to feel safe. And so there, it's not that orgasm is the only time that that occurs.
Yeah.
But definitely that's part of why
cuddling works so well for us. And I'm sure even having sex, you release oxytocin.
Exactly. You start releasing yeah. those and the same thing. So that, I think it's really interesting. And I actually am a little sad that his TikTok, I mean, it's gotten viewed.
It's like 2.5 million views. So it's really, really popular. Tons right. of replies. I'm sure like, but you know.
So many of the replies are like snarky and they're finding it. Well, like they're calling TikTok. Him misogynistic, which I'm thinking is really stupid. Because this guy from, I just did a really quick search in the 5 minutes before we started this podcast. Just about this guy. He's got a history. He seems to be a fairly well-reasoned, smart guy. And has dealt with, he's a retired psychotherapist dealing with people with trauma. He's not some quack. And other research seems to support these different amounts yeah. of the hormones being released. So I think reality is not misogyny. It's just sometimes some reality.
I mean, this is TikTok. Aaron knows, I mean, like, he works in, like, people just want to be, like,
well, it's just the internet. People are dumbasses yeah. to begin with, and they want to...
Everyone's an expert.
Everybody, well, no, everybody wants to bow up and be all tough guy behind a keyboard. If they met him in person, or he was giving a speech in person, would they go up and get him in his face and say, oh, you're wrong, you hate women? No, okay. They wouldn't, because yeah. they're a bunch of fucking
But also, we are
cowards.
Not three experts, again, so no. we don't actually know. And the right. interesting thing about this, and generally with hormones and sex, is that we have done such little research on this topic right. that it's very hard to definitively say one way or the other. And the main study, and actually people commented this in the comments, they said, oh, the main studies on this have been on rats. I think what they meant was yeah, voles and stuff. And that's
B-O-L-E-S.
Basically, that is true, because those really, like, that's where we get a lot of this information from. But we really don't have a comprehensive sex hormone releasing, you know, right. scientific basis.
Only, I think in the past 20 years, they've now started to use MRIs yes. and yeah, ultrasounds yeah. to really look at the human brain during orgasm. But again, there's such stigma that people are nervous about it and stuff, right? If they just said, drink a glass of water and we're going to study your brain, we would be like, fine. Instead, mm-hmm. they tell people, we want you to orgasm and we're going to look at your brain. And people are like, oh, that's weird.
I don't know. I mean, that comes from also the fact that, you know,
I do that.
Humanity is,
yeah.
well, the human condition is trained to look at sex as a more of a personal thing. It's not like, hey, yeah. you're dealing with some anxiety. We've got this new medication. We're going to put you on it. We're going to put you in an MRI machine and make sure it does the thing. It, you know, takes care of your brain the way it needs to, or something like that. I know that's a fucking outlandish statement from a person who would know, but that's very different than looking at two humans and going, hey, can we study your brain while you have sex? And we're just going to be in the room and we promise we won't look yeah. like that's a very personal
well,
boundary
that show.
To cross
remember that
for people.
Show I'm sure you
yeah,
watched
Masters
it
and Masters Johnson.
Of, yeah, 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 yeah.
And they did, or Masters, yeah,
but
Masters
there has to be Masters. Like, if you're going to find people who are going to be willing to do that, there's got to be basically two things. Either they have to be super super like clinically, yes, I want to do this for the science, or you're going to have to compensate them that is going to override that thought in their head mm-hmm. that, hey, this is supposed to be between me and my partner. I'm not doing this for a fucking lab experiment. Kind
well,
of
that's
thing.
Why.
Okay,
this,
well, they should just reach out to us. So yeah, anybody out there,
I will
right,
have an orgasm for science. Right. Don't worry.
Right, and believe me, volunteer. We would help find some volunteers, right? Because this is really important. It's really important.
Well, people you got to find the right researchers, and again,
yes,
it's,
and to handle it respectfully, but
and
yeah,
again,
let's
that's
make some impact here.
That's what also goes into, you know, this. How do we learn more about the world? And how do we learn more about, you know, human bodies and science and stuff like that? There's got to be funding because, mm-hmm. again, you're going to have to somehow compensate these couples for being able to hook things up to them and measure levels and take blood pre-sex,
right.
post-sex,
well, that's
why, all
yeah,
that
they
stuff.
Do all that for all these
yes,
other
but
things,
where do you so. Get your funding? That's the real question.
And that's,
you're going to have to find a study.
That's interesting, too, because a lot of universities, I'm sure, Aaron is yeah. right, I'm sure a lot of right. universities wouldn't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. A lot right. would, but like at the same time, it's you're crazy. Right. You have to think about where the money's coming from and who's funding it and like right. all this other stuff.
Which is silly, which is part of why we're doing what we do, to get people to talk about this more so it becomes okay. And because It's the most important part of our lives. Our relationships and our intimate connections are really the fundamental part of our lives. And it's crazy that those are the last things to be studied. So,
yeah, I mean,
we need to fix that.
From a business perspective, the factor that you would do is you would approach like a novelty company, like a Adam and Eve.
They don't have that much.
A Sarah's Secret. No, but they have.
They also don't have the credibility to. Yeah.
But no, but just to fund the research, that's where, because then you are handing over the data to them where they can use that to make more money. Because guess what? The more we learn about how couples and humans enjoy sex, the more people you can teach people how to enjoy sex, the more people are going to want to spend it on fun things that are going to enhance their sex lives.
So interestingly enough, like segue like to researching taboo things, Johns Hopkins University, they open a psychedelics lab for MDMA. You know who funds it? The Army. Because they had such issues with like people and having PTSD, and they don't know how to fix it. So what they've done is funded a $60 million medical lab at Johns Hopkins to study the effects of psychedelics on PTSD. So
the,
like
the government was studying them back in the 60s and stuff when they got shut down. But anyway, but let's come back to, so let's come back to
the second part
hormones.
To his video.
So, okay.
This idea of vasopressin, which we haven't talked about, right?
Okay. So vasopressins are another hormone that gets released. And he's saying that that impacts men more.
Right.
And so what vasopressins do, and they come from the pituitary system, I think, or something. Sorry, I'm a little bit shy. We're going to have to reach out to this guy and see if he's going to come.
For sure. Because
Adam
Lane
Smith, if you're listening, we want to talk to you because we've got questions. And I think there's a lot here.
And I think our listeners would be super interested in
this. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. Because there's something about these vasopressins that basically when you... what was it with the studies have shown that when men have a lot of those, then they are less likely to actually bond.
Yeah.
Right. Which is pretty crazy. And therefore we want to sort of reduce those in men and give them more oxytocin, which is a really interesting thought.
Is that his idea? Because I didn't really read about the vasopressin. I thought his idea was that you need more vasopressin, or do you need less?
Well, shit. If I just said that backwards and stuff.
So basically, he wants to teach, his whole idea from, you know, what we've seen is he wants to teach men how to bond, quote unquote bond, like women bond, chemically, basically. So not bond through like, and you know, before the show, me and Aaron talked about this, we had a little discussion, like, I have had many one night stands before, and there have been guys who I have had sex with and have like zero feelings for. In fact, like there have been guys who have had sex with who I don't even want to fucking hang out with like afterwards. And then there are guys who I've had sex with and completely over bonded, like way too much, like where you look back and you're like, why? Like this guy, like, you know, retrospectively, he was nice, blah, blah. So there are other factors that aren't necessarily, you know, maybe chemical, and you know, I don't know how to explain this, but like, do you like the person? Are they a fucking asshole? Do you have the same interests? Like, what's the conversation you had before? Or is it just like, you know, like completely sex, like you didn't talk to them at all? Do you find them attractive? So there are other reasons for you to bond to someone. And I'm sure those have oxytocin and vasopressin, all that kind of stuff going on. But to me, generally, I think that like, from my own experience, I have had issues with bonding and sex, like the idea of attachment and sex. And like, I can look back and like say, and even now, like, I'll be honest with you guys, like I'm in a situation where I think like I can relate in a lot of ways. And the fact is like, everyone who looks at my situation or other situations, you know, I've judged friends on, say like, why? Like, why are you so like into this dude? Or like, why are you like all this stuff? Like, you know, and maybe this guy isn't completely right, or I don't know anything, you know, I'm not trying to validate or invalidate the science, but I think it's really interesting to see like, what is this like chemical side of it? And I'm not trying to justify it again, but it kind of gives you a different perspective on the situation. And again, like, you know,
well, I mean, the way you describe it, it's, are you, this is going to sound really crude or something like that. I don't really give a shit. I've said this before. Are you fucking like ferrets or are you fucking like orcas? Because we know orcas mate, or they're supposed to mate for life from everything. Because they form families.
I love ferrets.
They form family pods. Like, you take an average animal, animals, they don't mate for life.
So
they just fuck just
absolutely
to fuck.
Huge,
like penguins.
Issue
penguins
with
mate for life.
Finding guys, and I think this is a problem for a lot of women, finding guys with attachment issues, like completely guys who just like, I am really bonded to, quote unquote, guys who like generally don't really want anything like super serious. They don't want like serious relationships. Like I have found myself kind of, and this is a more like introspective thing. I'm sure that there's, it's mostly to do with me and the way I present myself and like how I go into relationships and stuff. I get that, but still. Like,
yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. So there's no particular straight answer for everybody. The point is more that you do have to be aware that generally this is how things play out. You know, again, we're not trying to pin
somebody down. And when someone tells you who they are, like, that's who they are. Like, there's not going to be a lot of, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to change. Here's what. You're not going to change this person. Like, that's a very rare thing to happen.
Every human is different. Humanity is the exact same.
Right.
Like, that's, what was it? Men in Black. You know, a person is smart. People are stupid. Like, that's the thing, is that you, all these scientific things, every scientific study looks at a general population. And that's what you do, is that's how you do a scientific study, is you take 150,000 people and whatever is the bulk of the, yes, yeah. That's what your, that what your most common results are of the study. That's what the study determines. It's not, you can look at every single human differently because we all are all different.
Yeah.
But
right. So generally,
trends go. Trends are
that women get attached more easily. Let's right. just put
so,
that.
Like, and so now we're saying, so hormones can help account for that. And going back to, so the vasopressins, that it helps, vasopressins in men increases arousal. That's what sort of gets the erection and everything going. But it also, in too much, it can inspire aggressive posturing. It can encourage courtship, but then can lead to possessiveness and commitments. In male, but more of a territorial sort of thing.
Really interesting.
Right? Instead of a bonding, it's a domineering,
like, dude, right. I see that all the time in relationships, which is like.
So that's kind of interesting. So then, all right, so let's just talk, because I found this cool thing. So dopamine, which we called like the pleasure thing, that creates powerful feelings of euphoria. And can be very addictive. And that sort of, that's one reason people give for this idea of sex addiction. That, because, hell, that feeling feels so good. And an adrenaline junkie. And then there's norepinephrine, which is generates feelings of excitement, gets your heart racing, your palms sweating. It's also released if you're chased by a bear. Okay. Then serotonin. Serotonin is, falling in love causes a big drop in this neurotransmitter and encourages obsessive behavior.
So isn't serotonin the main like ingredient in antidepressants, right? It inhibits serotonin release, like more serotonin release or something like that?
Serotonin.
I think it's like that's the release. Main.
I think it helps it bond. I think sometimes we have serotonin. Serotonin is usually somewhat of a good stuff. But we need it to bond, otherwise it doesn't stick. So I think we look at these
things too, you have to remember that these chemicals get released through neural pathways in your brain. Yeah. And a lot of times those neural pathways, they don't disappear, but sometimes they get blocked by certain things. So that's how like...
Yeah. And low serotonin is associated with people who have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. So it's kind of funny. And people, when you fall in love, you can have up to a 40% drop in your natural serotonin. So if you're just like, you know, doing okay and regular, but then you fall in love, then it drops, which is really interesting.
But those are like the main love hormones. And those are the, quote unquote, the main relationship hormones. Yeah. Right?
Well, like, and then testosterone. Right, which we all know and think about. So testosterone is like fuel for a libido, especially in men. But elevated testosterone can suppress oxytocin, which is that bonding hormone, and that vasopressin. So it can make a man hot. Men, and this is interesting. They've done studies on that men with high levels of testosterone are less likely to quote settle down and get married. They are much more likely to go on the prowl and to seek out that euphoria. I.e. the dopamine rush of sexual encounters, rather than to commit to somebody.
Yes.
So that's an interesting thing, mm-hmm. too, because mm-hmm. these days we're seeing all these ads for, oh, if you've got low T, go here, go there. But high T isn't necessarily
interesting, because he mentioned in his video, vasopressin is a stress hormone. So he said it gets oftentimes, like they've done studies, released in war.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a way for, like, when men went to war, it was that's a hormone that gets released because it's such a stressful kind of environment. And well, war and oftentimes encourages- is a bonding environment, right? Like, you know, I'm sure, like, in this that situation. Yeah. And I would say, like, you could almost even equate this, like, in a much lower level, but, like, maybe in sports or something. Anywhere where you see, like, a team aspect where you have to rely on someone. And men, I don't want to say that maybe. Men love sports more, but, like, generally you do see a much more, like,
they you know. Do. I saw some guy on one of my, on some profile who was like, he wanted sex first, then sports, and then travel. I was like, are you crazy? I take hello? Travel over sports. Take travel
that's
over sports.
Literally anyway. My life goals.
Oh my gosh.
In three things.
It's amazing. But yeah, so these hormones actually really do some interesting things. And oh, this is totally random, but preparing for this, I saw that the amount of testosterone. So the first time a baby boy gets a big dose of testosterone is in utero, in the womb. And then the next time is like at puberty and stuff. But did you know that you can actually sort of gauge their level of testosterone by their ring finger? A man's ring finger, a large ring finger is like indicative of a higher level of testosterone. Isn't that funny? Yeah, that's funny?
Crazy. And yeah. also very weirdly ironic.
Yes.
I don't know if that was intentional, but I don't think so yeah. kind of
I don't know it's
Aaron
really
by the way has
funny.
A huge ring. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that's good.
Not that big.
It's also it's associated with penis size. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
I mean it's I always heard
hands
it was
and feet. It's the finger. Yeah,
well I was always, you know, the phrase that I always heard was ring finger shoe size were supposed to be common. And they are. Like, I wear a size 12 ring and I wear a size 12 shoe.
And also big feet, big funny. Dick.
Well, depending. My wedding ring goes, like, I've got one that's a silicone that's 11 and a half. My metal one is a 12. And then I have another silicone one that's a 13.
Dick. Wow. Yeah, he's bragging like, to us.
Cause no, it just dildos. Depends. But, yes. like, my metal one is a 12 because it's will shrink like and expand inches? Based on...
It's Sorry. A finger. No.
Okay, now okay. we're back to ADHD medicine for
there
you.
There we go. Okay, so another totally random funny thing is that as we get older, right, we lose brain cells. But the good news is that having regular sexy fun can help us grow new brain cells and actually can help fight off dementia. Isn't that amazing?
So these
the older you get, doing. Yeah, the more sexy you should be having, whether by yourself mm-hmm. or somebody else. Mm-hmm. I think that's really, really interesting. Yeah, there's some evidence that older people who are sexually active are less likely to have dementia. Yes. Also because sex increases blood flow to the brain, which increases oxygen levels, which helps our brain and everything. Okay, this one is really important. Smooching, making out, kissing. Also, kissing starts those mechanisms in our brains that start releasing those pleasurable hormones. So you actually can have better sexy fun. And frankly, for those of you who are not having as much sexy fun, don't ask for sexy fun until you start kissing. Because once you start kissing, then those hormones start going and then we start getting turned on. We start feeling bonded.
A good makeout session, there's nothing like
yes,
it.
Yes, then we're going to want more sexy.
Yeah.
So that is like everybody should know that. Just always start with kissing.
Yes.
And yes.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Oh,
like, it's fun.
I
don't understand people who don't enjoy kissing.
No.
I'm not saying I don't know people who do. I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, because that was like, I mean, think about when starts. To your adolescence as a kid, that's where you started getting introduced in, you know,
right.
your partners at the right. like
it's
that
an
was
oral fixation. Like humans, again, we're programmed for an oral fixation. It's
oh,
not
what was
an
that
accident.
Other thing you read about blowjobs too?
Oh,
coming right. from the blowjob queen herself.
Oh, right. That actually, and I'd known this before, but I saw it again in another studying that swallowing semen from a blowjob actually does help prevent preeclampsia if you're pregnant, and also helps give women good hormones. So, and even sperm, having a man ejaculate inside you without the risk of pregnancy and stuff, I'm not saying that, but just having our vaginal walls absorb sperm gets in some of the good proteins, and it can help us fight, even swallowing sperm can help us fight tumors and stuff, because we get some cells that are basically
so
called killer. killer cells that
I'm literally eat up. A chemotherapy, walking chemotherapy right now.
There you go. That's perfect. I love that. So that's it. If you're worried about cancer, oh my God, I have some friends I have to tell. If you're worried about cancer, you need to swallow more spooge.
Yep, exactly.
That's it.
Yes. But this is all extremely, oh, what's the last one? What's the foot one?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So people have laughed at me because I think like toe sucking is really very, it's an amazing like sexy trick and stuff. But because they said that the foot, if you rub like the arch of a woman's, of person's foot, that it can stimulate sexual pleasure. And it's because the pleasure center for feet is right next to the sexual pleasure center in our brains. And they're just finding out all these things. And so, again, we don't know if it's just that it misreads or the pleasure just jumps from one to another. But one way or the other, toes and toe sucking or rubbing somebody's foot can definitely start turning them on in a different way, in a sexy way, which is good.
So
kissing.
There are so many examples Beth just named, but like basically every part of your body, every sensation, every movement can be related in some way chemically. And we are just at the tip of this iceberg, I think.
All right. So we'll try to find some experts to come and talk with us. Certainly let's reach out to that guy, Adam Lane. Yes. And find out. So because, this is so interesting.
Yeah.
And again, it's not going to be like the answer, but certainly for so many of my clients and so many men are like frustrated that they're not having enough sexy fun. And the reason, Aaron, that they stop kissing is because a woman stops kissing because if she's the one who doesn't want sexy, she's like, oh, I don't want to tease him or I don't want him to think that I'm interested in something. And so she'll just rather give it up. And he's like, oh, if I kiss you, then I'm going to get turned on and then I'm just going to get rejected. So they literally stop touching and stop kissing. And the fact is now if you understand, oh, if I'm kissing, it's going to start turning her on. It's like, yes, this is a win for everybody. So
what about if you're in a situation where like you're super touchy, feely, cuddly, all that stuff, but you still don't kiss?
Yeah, I think kissing, there is, I think there's probably some research out there about.
I mean, I think kissing is super important.
It's,
and like
it's very intimate. And there's a reason that there's sort of a stereotype of
pretty
a
woman,
prostitute, right?
Yeah,
that they don't kiss because it is so intimate and it just is. But there is one therapist who actually is recommending, a very well-renowned therapist, who's suggesting that couples not cuddle. Because she says when people cuddle, it's the antithesis of sexy because it's comforting, it's security, it's relaxing, right? The same way, to me,
I'm
a massage
sure
doesn't turn me on.
You release oxytocin and a bunch of these hormones when you cuddle.
You do, but not necessarily the stimulant
right,
ones.
Right, no, that's what
and
I'm
so
saying.
So she says couples shouldn't cuddle, that way then the tension and the desire to touch comes out in sexual.
Oh, I actually love that too. I think I don't love that, but like I love the idea of that because I think that's really, really true.
Well, so, and I think the same about massages because if you give me a massage, I want to just go to sleep. Giving me a massage is not turning me on unless it's supposed to be an erotic massage. But for some people, a lot of men get massaged and they then get turned on that touch. I think it's really important to understand who you are and who your partner is in terms of what it is that's going to stimulate you in the right way, and then knowledge. So for me, I think maybe don't just cuddle all the time because until maybe do it for after sexy fun. But that as a precursor, like if you're hoping to have sexy fun that evening, then you want to be touching and teasing and tantalizing in a way that is sexually stimulating, not just comforting.
It's kind of the same thing as like absence makes the heart grow fonder. But it's like just like the physical barrier of not being able to touch someone. But I totally think that's like a huge thing.
Yeah,
like there very is. Much a believer in that. So.
Well, and that's the fundamental problem with marriage and relationships is the idea that what we're looking for is comfort and security and letting our guard down and being relaxed, and yet sexy excitement is the opposite. Romance is exciting, it's unexpected, it's an energy, the opposite of. And so we have to figure out how to balance those things in a healthy, happy, long-term relationship. And so far we haven't done it very well, but hopefully this is going to be good information. I hope you use it to your maximum advantage. Think about it. Follow up with us. Let us know. Share your experiences with us. Aaron, you want to tell them where they can follow us and stuff?
Yeah. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram at Come With Us Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Come With Us Pod. You can make sure that you rate this episode or our podcast in general 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast you're using. Make sure you subscribe so you just get the new episode every Wednesday. Questions, comments, concerns, stories you want to tell, anything that crosses your mind, especially, email us, comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. That's comewithusconfessions@gmail.com.
Perfect. And if you want to follow us, follow me and get a little love note from me every week, go to sexyedschool.com. And in fact, you'll get a little erotic short story emailed to you right away. So go find me, Beth Darling, Sexy Genius at sexyedschool.com, where smart, successful, and spiritual people go so they can be as successful in love as they are at work, because we all deserve that. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing us to geek out on hormones and chemicals and all the science.
I love this episode. I'm sorry. I love this episode. Yes. I thought it was really fun. Very interesting.
Yeah. So. Like last week was all chemicals that you ingest into your body. Yeah. These are just the chemicals that your body created.
Right.
Just automatically does on its own.
Exactly. Right. And we can get so fucking weird humans high. Are. Yeah, seriously. That's true. That's true. We could just stimulate ourselves and get higher. And yep, that's it. So
through sex, which is the best part about it.
Through great, sexy, intimate, loving. Yes, everything good. All right. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us for Come With Us Podcast. Can't wait to see you next week. Thanks for joining us for all the conversations, the naughty, fun, sexy conversations that everybody wants to listen in on. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Come With Us Podcast. Be sure to follow us on social media at Come With Us Podcast and send in your questions, comments, and confessions to comewithusconfessions@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it fun, flirty, and naughty.